New Country Z100, Maren Morris and My Church at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock this morning. Hey, it's Kent with you here today. Very excited about, you know, we kicked off summer with Heron Festa, and now there's like all these really super cool, fun festivals and events that you can attend. And some only last a day, some maybe 3 or 4 days or what have you. One of these events coming up this Saturday, it is Wing-a-Majig over in Harrisburg at the fairgrounds, and I have a bunch of people in here, but I'm going to start with Scott. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Buddy, I'm great. Scott Stout joins me over here with Saline County Chamber of Commerce, and who'd y'all bring in here, man?
We've got Olivia Bradley. She's our president of the chamber. Angela Rowe is a director. Angie Hampton, a director. Emily Tucker Shaw is our secretary, and Stacy Hayes is our vice president this year.
You know what? It takes a whole crew of people to put something like this on, doesn't it, man?
Yes, it does.
For those folks who don't know, what is Wing-a-Majig? Olivia, that is your
Thanks,
cue.
Scott. Wing-a-Majig is something that actually you should talk, Scott, because he's the one that came up with it. It's just a fun event for the family. It's wing eating all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Wing eating contest. There's vendors there. There's inflatables for the families. What else, guys? Vendors, music, live music mm-hmm. all day long.
And it's just at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds, it's from 12 to 6:30 this Saturday, rain or shine.
Now that is like if you're coming out of Harrisburg, you'd be heading over towards Raleigh. If you want to go that way, you go past the barbecue barn a little bit, and then the fairgrounds are over there on your left as you're heading out of Harrisburg. But $5 a carload. So if you had a big minivan full of kids, you're telling me,
pile them in.
You're saying $5, because we used to do this when we go up to the drag strip or whatever. It was like 10 bucks a carload back then. They didn't have inflatables or chicken wings or anything like that.
You can put them in the trunk. We're not going to check. We don't care.
We're not going to check you. But $5 a car in and out of the fairgrounds right there, I just think it's wonderful. And one of the things that I was really fascinated by, like, you have a wing cooking competition, not only wing eating. Now, is it too late to get in on the cooking competition, Olivia, or whoever's in charge of that?
I would think that if you are really wanting mm-hmm. to cook some wings, we will let you in.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
These people are serious.
Oh, yes. They take it very serious.
There's good cash prizes that come along with that.
Yeah. Contest. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, too, is like, I mean, there's some benefit here. If you want to get in on this, I would get in touch with the Saline County Chamber of Commerce. How can they get a hold of you, either the web or a phone number?
They can, through our Facebook page mm-hmm. or phone number, 252-4192.
Okay.
We will definitely, you know, anybody that wants to come and join us, because it is growing. Last year we had around 600 people, and we're hoping for double this year.
Somewhere on our Facebook or something, I caught a video of the wing eating competition. I mean, that is just Americana right there. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
By Ponderosa.
Yeah, Ponderosa sponsors that. And then we also have teamed up with Buffalo Wild Wings out of Carbondale, and they're doing the Blazing Challenge this year, so that's a little addition. So we're excited about that.
I ate a Blazing Wing one time, ladies and gentlemen, and let me tell you, I realized right then that I can't go so high on the spice level right there. So that's going to be fun. And once again, it's this Saturday from 12 to about 6:30, right?
And it's a family event. We've got we've got inflatables there. We've got all kinds of things to do, vendors to shop. I mean, it's just a great day just to spend it in Saline County.
That morning we have a DJ, and then mm-hmm. Travis Beasley, that's a local talent.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing, and then also, for those that know, Last Call Band, that's, I don't know how many years they've not been playing, so they're coming out of retirement.
Look for Wing-a-Majig.
Yeah. Exactly. We are pumped.
Yeah. It is fun, and the kids can go and jump around. It's a nice, safe environment, and once again, it's at the Saline County Fairgrounds there in Harrisburg, starting at about 12 all the way till 6:30, live music, chicken wings, food, fun. And last year, too, I will tell you this. Those vendors that you have over there, they're selling their wares and what have you. But I forgot the lady's name, but she made, like, her specialty was homemade chow chow relish, Piccadilly. And she was there, and I got a jar of that. And I'm a ham and bean kind of guy, you know, and I got to have that in there, and or just put it on a barbecue sandwich or whatever. And so I'm hoping to meet up with her again, because I need another jar. So
need some more chow chow.
Yeah, it was good. Not a lot of people are into chow chow. Yeah. And as a kid, I hated chow chow. But now that I'm older, like I search out like people who know how to do that stuff. So that's all going to be there in one place at the fairgrounds in Harrisburg. Don't miss the fourth annual Wing-a-Majig, the Saline County Chamber of Commerce. Working hard. Anything else we need to get out there for folks coming out, Scott?
Or? Nice hot day. We're going to have cold beer there as well.
Yeah, man. Hey, and it's set up just perfect for a great time. Get your friends together. Saline County Fairgrounds in Harrisburg. It's going to be a great time. It's Wing-a-Majig, and it's just $5 a vehicle to attend. Holy cow. You can't even beat that. So get on out there and just enjoy it. It's going to be a great time. It's 7:15. There's more coming up about Wing-a-Majig at our Z100 Facebook and online at z100fm.com.